Welcome back, everyone. Final segment of Inside Sources. Today, I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. Thanks for staying with us throughout the hour. And remember, every day, 9 to 11, you get a different conversation with Dave and Deb. And then join me from 11 to noon on Inside Sources. We'll help you make the news make sense, connect the dots, and really get down to what is real. And that's an important thing for us to get to in the days ahead, is what is actually real. We'll be joined shortly by my friend Mark Sanford, who, as Mark Jackson has been reporting this hour, has announced that he will suspend his presidential run for the GOP nomination against President Trump. We'll get his take on that coming up here just in a couple of minutes. But as we rocket into the rest of this week, there's a host of things going on, and I want you to implant this on the front of your brain for the next month and a half. It is all going to be about the fake fight and the false choice. Washington, that is Washington's model for all things these days, that you have this fake fight followed by a false choice. One of the things we're going to talk to Mark Sanford about was his focus on deficit spending and the national debt, $23 trillion in debt. Currently, we are just a few days away from another government shutdown. With that threat, I think we have until the 21st before the money runs out. And so this is what you're going to see happen on that front. We'll talk about impeachment in a minute. On the funding front, you will see that the Republicans and the Democrats are each going to have their talking points, and they're going to have a shouting match. They're going to have this fake fight about we have to fund the government. We can't let the government shut down right before Thanksgiving and the holidays. All of the parade of horribles will be on display, and the Republicans will do it and the Democrats will do it. But you have to realize this is a fake fight. Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, along with Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, along with Nancy Pelosi and the Republicans in the House, have already decided, that this fake fight is going to end in a choice, which is going to be to continue, have a continuing resolution. A continuing resolution is just a fancy way of saying, we're just going to keep spending your money and money we do not have until someone makes a stop. So we'll have a fake fight for a few days, and then next week, probably on the 21st, late in the evening, we'll be presented the false choice of this is what has to be done, and the spending will roll on. So we're going to see the fake fight and the false choice. We'll see that in the impeachment proceedings. We're seeing it in the DACA proceedings and a host of others, and so we have to get to what is real. Very thrilled to be joined right now by good friend Mark Sanford, who understands what is real and has been trying to raise his voice and raise the country's awareness that we got to get past the fake fight and the false choice, or we're going to end up with a result that nobody likes. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So you announced today there in New Hampshire that you are going to suspend your run for the presidency. Tell us what was this really all about? As you took this on, you declared it yourself that this was within the parentheses of a crazy idea. What was that crazy idea, and why was this effort worth it to you?
I mean, the crazy idea from the start was, how do you interject, to the point of what you were just getting at, a conversation in this presidential race about how much we're spending and how we pay for all this stuff? And it's a really simple question of, do we believe in math in the United States of America? Because our math at just profound levels does not add up in Washington, D.C., and we're sleepwalking our way toward the most predictable financial crisis in the history of man, and it's not a part of this presidential debate. It's not a part of the national discussion. And I got into the race because I thought maybe, and again, admittedly long shot, I was upfront about that from the very start.
Right.
A long shot, but certainly worth doing if we could, again, interject this one issue of debt, deficit, government spending into this presidential debate, because that's the chance we have once every 4 years to discuss things like this.
Yeah.
And that's what it's been about. But what I didn't anticipate is that there'd be an impeachment, which has come along twice before in the history of our country.
Right.
But that's where we are.
Yeah, and it's so vital. You know, we've been talking about it in the framework of this fake fight and false choice. You've been there in Washington during some of these continuing resolution battles. Just give a quick hit description for our listeners. What does that look like and feel like inside the halls of Congress as you're kind of being strong-armed into, hey, the only choice is to shut the government down, or we got to just keep spending, as you said, math that just doesn't work?
Well, I mean, just put it this way. If you ran a business or your household based on whatever we spent last year, we'll just spend it again this year, you go out of business in no time. I mean, the nature of reshuffling the cards, even if you keep government constant, is vital to being competitive. I mean, there's no business out there that says, we'll just spend what we spent last year. I mean, no, they reshuffled the cards. They said, this program or this product worked. We're going to put more money in that. We're going to take money out over here because this one isn't working. But your government does not do that. And it's just among the different inefficiencies that you see on a daily basis when you're actually walking the halls of Congress.
Yeah. Mark, as you've been traveling around the country, I know you did a complete tour. You actually cruised right through the state of Utah here, stopped by to see us on your Kids Were Broke and We Don't Even Know It tour. What did you learn talking to the American people about their perspective on all of this debt and deficit spending?
What I learned is that there is a remarkable reservoir of common sense with the American public. People get it because they know math works in their lives, in their family budget. They know it works in the business budget. If they're running a small business, the number of small business people I've talked to in then telling me stories of how they've had to bootstrap and make things work, but, you know, they just this is what you got to do to make the numbers work. So I think that people get it, but I think they've been profoundly underserved by people in elected leadership. Either they've been offered promises that aren't real. So the president said, you know, if you elect me, I will eliminate the debt over the 8 years that I might be in office. That was his promise.
Right.
And it sounded pretty good. And, I mean, I would vote for that, too. But, in fact, what he's proposed are budgets that raise the debt by $9 trillion. He signed off on debt deals that increase in the short term, spending by a third of $1 trillion over the next 2 years, and add another $2 trillion of debt. And so, you know, he hasn't done what he said he would do on that front. And similarly, the Congress basically is always looking for an excuse to spend more. And so they're not really talking about it. And you know, there was a book years ago, Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. It talks about how fundamentally we're social beings and we, like the antelope herd and the plains of the Serengeti, you look to the left, and if they're not worried about it, and you look to your right, they're not worried about it, I guess I don't need to worry about it because you can't figure out everything in life. And you do take a lot of cues from the way that other people react to what supposedly might be a problem. And if in the presidential debate, what we've seen is zero discussion of debt, deficit, government spending by any of the Democratic candidates, and it's not being talked about on the Republican side, well, I guess I don't need to be worried about it. So I would say people get it, but what they also do is they take cues from other people, and given the fact that nobody seems to be worried about it, it's not being talked about at the candidate or presidential level or the congressional level, well, I guess we're okay.
Yeah.
But that is going to be the seeds of our undoing as a civilization if we don't get ahead of this.
Yeah, it's such a critical conversation. It is one of those uncomfortable conversations we have got to figure out how to get comfortable with and actually have. I think we need a new slogan of just make math work again. I think would be a good part of that. Well, Mark, I know you've got a very busy day today, and I want you to know how much we appreciate you raising what I think is a crucial conversation and bringing about a real conversation. Again, getting us past the fake fights and the false choice and stepping into the arena for the presidency. And we have great confidence that your vital voice still has a lot of places to play out there. Thanks for your effort.
You're very kind. Take good care.
All right. That's Mark Sanford, former governor of South Carolina, former presidential candidate on the Republican side, just announced from New Hampshire just moments ago, as reported here on KSL, that he is stepping out of the presidential race. And again, it was a race really to take on this battle. I mean, it is make math work again. I'm not a big math guy, but when you're talking about numbers like $23 trillion in debt, it is going to happen, and it will hurt the poor and the most vulnerable among us the most. And we've got to get to that kind of conversation. So I appreciate Mark Sanford giving it a run. traveling across the country with that message that we need to get our fiscal house in order, in order to continue to have the freedoms and the opportunities that all of us enjoy right here in the United States of America. And it's easy to focus on the fake fights and the false choices. We serve them up, especially in the national media, every day. And we've got to learn to transcend that. We've got to ask better and harder questions of our elected officials. And we will continue to do that here on Inside Sources. I am Boyd Matheson, the opinion editor at the Deseret News. Thanks for being with us here today. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll also have my interview with Doris Kearns Goodwin on leadership lessons from the presidency on Thursday. So stay with us for that. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.